Okay, we know already the outcome of the game last night. Cleveland Cavaliers started the second half of last night's game as if they were the Pistons coming out. 22-0 run, and they beat our Pistons 112-103. I go to one of our experts, Nick Lundberg, fine MSU grad, WJR digital sports reporter. As the Cleveland Cavaliers even up the series against the Pistons at 2-2, and I'm going to ask you right off the bat, because, you know, I'm a homer, and I don't hide that. Why would I? But to me, the announcers get so much more excited when Cleveland is doing well than they do when the Pistons are going well. Am I overreacting to that?
No, Paul, I don't think you are. I think that's kind of been the case for a long time in Detroit, and since it's been so long since the Pistons have been good, about pretty much 18 years since they've been this good, it seems like it's taking the national media a little bit more of adjustment to get used to the Pistons, you know, being back at the top. So I kind of expected a little bias towards Cleveland in the broadcast, but they were hitting their shots. They won the game, so I guess they deserve the praise.
And we were throwing the ball away, and there were a lot of things that went wrong that if the Pistons don't correct, they're going to get eliminated.
Definitely. Turnovers have been a huge, huge problem this entire series, and especially on the road, too. Last night, Cade Cunningham, 5 turnovers. He struggled with that in every game in these playoffs so far, and he didn't even have 20 points, and that's just a recipe for the Pistons, at least, for losing, especially on the road against a Cavaliers team with Donovan Mitchell, who we know can really score quickly, and we saw that in the third quarter.
He got like 39 points. He was 1 point. He tied the record, 1 point away from breaking the record. And Cade, I think, got 19 points. First time he hasn't had a 20-point game in a while.
Yeah, and the Pistons, obviously, Cade is their motor, right? They need him to score. They need him to be a facilitator. They need him to do everything, basically. And you need to rely on your teammates like Tobias Harris to make shots. And they did get some shots made from Caris LeVert. His best game as a Piston off the bench, he had 24 points, 10 for 16 shooting, but unfortunately just wasn't enough for the team. And Asar Thompson, Jalen Duren, those two, they're still kind of going through those growing pains as they're learning how, you know, these playoffs work, especially, and this is their first time in the second round, but the Pistons really, really need those two to step it up if they want any chance to win.
Yeah, Cleveland's largest lead, 21 points in the fourth quarter. We're not used to seeing that, that's for sure. So here we go. Game 5 is tomorrow night in Detroit, and clearly our fans play a big role in their ability to win.
Definitely, and I think you could say the same for both teams. The Pistons in the first round, they struggled after those first couple games. They finally got a win in Orlando. They won Game 5 and 7 at home. The Cavs have not won a game on the road in this postseason yet, so I kind of think that trend will continue going into the rest of this series. You've got Game 5 tomorrow night at LCA. I think the Pistons will take that one. And the Pistons, at least in Game 3, played well enough to take it in Cleveland, but I'm still not sure if they have enough to really steal one on the road. So I really think the series is going to go down to 7 at LCA on Sunday, I believe.
Little Caesars Arena. It's a big one, that's for sure. Hey, apparently, according to this that I have in front of me, some of the Lions' schedule has leaked.
Yes, the whole schedule is being unveiled this week in kind of a slow, drawn-out process as the NFL likes to do it. But we do know for Week 2, Thursday night, the Lions will be playing in the first-ever game at the Buffalo Bills' new stadium, Highmark Stadium, in the 2026 season. So it should be a fun one. Obviously, Thursday night, short rest week for the Lions, not great, and the Bills are going to be very hyped up considering that it's their first game in their new stadium, so it'll definitely be a good matchup to watch early on in the season.
And then we have a game in Germany somewhere along the way.
Yes, the Lions will be playing in Germany in November, and honestly, it kind of sucks that they won't be playing at home at Ford Field. It'll be cool experience that they will be on the road in Germany, especially with all the fans of Amon-Ra St. Brown. But taking away a game at Ford Field is never great. And I believe we will find out their opponent in the coming days shortly.
And I'll point out that's now an official sports terminology that Nick would use. Otherwise, he wouldn't have said that sucks. But he did. And Nick Lundberg, God bless you. You're doing a great job as our WJR digital sports reporter, and I always smile when I see you on the rundown. Good job as always, Nikki.
Thank you, Paul.
We continue in focus at WJR.